And joining us once again from his home in California is our friend Chad Williams. Chad, a former Navy SEAL who's going to be coming to Manheim in June. Good morning again, Chad.
Hey, thank you for having me on. It's good to be with you.
Thank you so much. Coming up Saturday, June 3rd, you're coming to a Veterans and Military Appreciation Dinner. It's something that is open to the public, and we'll give the info for how people can be a part of it. It's Manheim Community Farm Show is where it's happening. But I know that you are an author, a former Navy SEAL, that you get to speak a lot, do motivational speeches. But your speech that day, your talk that day, is going to be very faith-based. Tell us a little bit about what you'll be talking about.
Sure. It's about the price of freedom. You know, we need to remember that our freedoms are not free. They are paid for in the currency of our warrior's blood on the battlefield. And there's certainly an eternal truth to that when you consider our eternal freedoms. That is not free, but paid for in the blood of the Savior at the cross. And so I'll be getting into that price that Jesus paid. But not just that, I'll be setting everything up with, you know, stories of combat overseas and how my team was operating with the Iraqi Special Operation Forces, and the last operation we're involved in where they requested that we put on their uniforms to blend in with them because they felt they got shot at more than we did. And they thought if we wore their uniforms, we would get shot at with them just as much. And we just decided, okay, sure, we'll entertain you on that one. And little did we know, we were actually being set up the entire time to get thrown into a really nasty ambush as we entered into this gun battle for our lives. But thankfully, it was the team's ability to shoot, move, communicate, do what we do best in the SEAL teams that led to that obvious conclusion. I'm alive on the radio this morning, but it doesn't always work out that way. So if folks want to find out just how that ambush played out, they got to make sure that they register and show up. And the exciting news is that it's totally free for veterans. And so if we have any veterans out there, the event's totally free. And the others can sign up at the phone number that you had mentioned.
Yeah, this is an outreach of Lakeview Bible Church. You can go to their website, lvbchurch.com, or you can call 717-875-4902. As Chad mentioned, it's free for veterans and those in the military. There is a cost for others. There's going to be a barbecue meal as well. And actor and singer and director, my friend that I've known for a long time, David Felty, will be there. He'll be the MC. He'll be performing and MCing as well. It's happening Saturday, June 3rd, 5:30 p.m. at the Manheim Community Farm Show in Manheim. Those details are online, lvbchurch.com. Chad, in addition to having been a Navy SEAL and a speaker, you're an author. Tell us a little bit about your book.
Sure. So my book is really just a biography, and it kind of shares the story of a young man struggling to figure out what it is he wants to do with his life. I had no direction at first, and kind of on that track, that trajectory, to not really turn out to be much when everything just turned around once I had something to aim at. And so there's a saying in the SEAL teams, aim small, miss small. And the idea is the more particular you could be about whatever it is you're aiming at, the better shot you actually have of hitting it. And so I really just zeroed in on putting becoming a Navy SEAL in my crosshairs. I ended up getting introduced to a Navy SEAL that became a mentor to me, Scott Helvenston, and he prepared me to make it through SEAL training. Tragically, I lost Scott along the way as he was in a vehicle that was ambushed in Iraq. And I just remember turning on the television one day, seeing his face on TV with the birth date and dash, followed by, you know, March 31st, 2004. And he really became a huge motivation for me to make it through SEAL training. I wanted to do this in honor and memory of him. I wanted to walk in his footsteps. And at the time, the young guy that I was, I wanted some revenge. I wanted to get some get back. And so it kind of tracks through, you know, what it was like going through SEAL training, which is arguably by far the most difficult military training in the world, hands down, ultimately becoming a SEAL, but realizing that my identity, my ultimate identity in life, wasn't in being a SEAL. I heard these words by a Christian philosopher over the radio once, and they were so true. He says, one of the loneliest moments a man will ever experience is when he's achieved that which he thought would deliver the ultimate, and in the end, it lets him down. And what he's referring to right there is just that human condition of the grass always seeming to be greener on the other side, never quite fulfilled, never quite satisfied with where we're at, But I would later learn the words of Jesus where he says, you know what? What's it profit a man if he gains the whole world, but in the end loses his soul? That's where I was off. I gained my version of the whole world of becoming a Navy SEAL, just like so many people have their version of gaining their whole world. But my soul wasn't oriented correctly with the Creator. And so since I had no peace with the Creator at that time, I had no real peace in my life. But I would later encounter that message of Christ. And interestingly, all these other pursuits in life that leave you hungry, thirsty for more, never satisfied, Jesus says, if you drink of my living water, you will never thirst again. Never thirst again. And so these other pursuits, they will leave you desiring more. But when you have Christ, you are complete and you have no need for another.
Chad's book, Seal of God, available at his website, NavySealChadWilliams.com. You can find out more about it there and where it is available throughout the internet as well. Chad's going to be coming to the Veterans Military Appreciation Dinner Saturday, June 3rd, 5:30 at the Mannheim Community Farm Show. You can get the details online, lvbchurch.com. This event free for veterans and military. There is a cost for others, or you could call 717-875-4902. Chad, thank you so much for joining us today. Blessings to you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Have a good day.